谢谢教会的邀请。
Thank you for the church's invitation.
我们首先要恭祝大家圣诞节快乐。
Let's congratulate. Let's celebrate this Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
圣诞节意味着什么
？What does Christmas mean？
意味着耶稣基督。以色列的君王的诞生
，It means that Jesus Christ, the King of Israel, has been born for us.
也是神国的君王的诞生
，It's the King of the Heavenly Kingdom.
在古代
，In the ancient times,
君王常常被形容为牧者
，King is often described as a shepherd.
君王要牧养自己的子民
，King needs to shepherd his own people.
所以今天跟大家看一段有关牧人的经文。
So let's read some about shepherd today.
当然
，Of course.
这个牧人的议题对主人堂来说是特别重要。
Shepherd is a very important subject for Lord's Grace Church.
不久以前
，Not long ago，
我们成立了一个。聘牧委员会
We have established a committee to recruit pastor.
在找一个领导牧师
We are seeking a leading pastor.
所以今天我们可以透过诗篇二十三篇
So today through the Psalm 23,
透过大卫的角度
in the perspective of from David,
来看
So,
他被牧养的经历
to witness his experience to be shepherded by God.
今天的主题是夫杯满溢。
Today's title is My Cup Overflows.
大家想一想。
So let's reflect.
2023年。
In 2023.
你会觉得你的夫杯满溢吗
？Do you think your cup overflows?
在过去这一年，我们都遇见不同的风浪，对不对
？In the past years, we've been through a lot.
这个疫情还在。
The COVID is still here.
然后通货膨胀
And the money, everything goes up.
我们经过很多月，这个 interest rate 在升一步一步的升。
So in many months, the interest rate has been raising.
每一天我们去买东西都比昨天贵了。
Every day you pay more to buy the groceries you need.
你还感觉到福杯满溢吗？
Do you still feel that your cup overflows?
这个是大卫的经历。
This is the experience of David.
你跟大卫有没有什么不一样的地方？
Do you have any difference?
耶和华是不是你的牧者？
Is God your shepherd?
如果这个是大卫的经历，
This is the experience of David.
为什么不可以是你的经历？
Why can't it be your experience as well?
前几年我收到一个牧者寄给我一些电邮。
A few years ago, I received some emails from a pastor.
One of, 就是一个温哥华牧者的 email.
He's a pastor in Vancouver.
他寄给很多就是我们的同工。
He sent it to a lot of coworkers.
所以今天跟大家分享。
So today I'm going to share his email.
他的另类诗篇二十三篇。
His alternative versions of Psalm 23.
金钱是我的牧者。
Money is my shepherd.
大家有很多家人朋友都活在这种情况底下。
Maybe you have a lot of friends, your relatives who live like this.
你自己是会说耶和华是我的牧者，还是会说金钱是我的牧者
？Would you say God is my shepherd or money is my shepherd？
过了几个假期，大家一月的时候上班。
After this holiday, you will go back to work in January.
我希望大家带着这个概念去上班。
I hope that you bear this in mind.
你看见同事的时候
，When you see your colleague，
你想一想
，You think，
他会不会说金钱是我的牧者
？Will he say money is my shepherd？
还是他会说耶和华是我的牧者
？Or will he say God is my shepherd？
你觉得你自己有福，还是你觉得他觉得他比你有福
？Do you think you are blessed, or do you think he thinks you are blessed？
还有一个，这个牧者寄给我的电邮还有一个。
There's another email from the pastor.
电视是我的牧者。
TV is my shepherd. It makes me recline in a comfortable chair.
领我到电视的节目里,
it guides me to the TV programs.
你每一个节目都安慰我,
every TV program comforts me.
你为我摆设连续剧,
you have set up soap operas for me.
我一生一世都要电视随着我,
surely TV shall follow me all the days of my life.
我且要准时坐在电视机的前面,
and I will promptly sit in front of the TV.
直到永远,
forevermore.
大家不要笑,
don't laugh.
很多人是这样子的,
a lot of people is like this way.
我妈妈, 在几年前走了,
my mom passed away a few years ago.
我在她走之前几年, 她都活在老人院里面。
Before she passed away, she lived in seniors home.
我每一次去,
every time I went to visit her,
我都看见很多年长的坐在轮椅上面对着电视机。
I saw a lot of elderly people sitting in a chair watching TV.
电视是他们的牧者。
TV was their shepherd.
大家不要笑。
Please don't laugh.
大家今天去餐厅,
if you go to the restaurant,
你看见的是什么?
What do you see?
小孩子拿着手机在看。
Children holding their phone, scrolling.
Cell phone, 手机, iPad 是孩子的牧者。
Cell phone, iPad are their shepherds.
这个是我们今天的世界。
This is the world of this day.
最近,
recently,
我还看一些文章。
I saw an article.
大家都知道现在人工智能很兴旺。
We all know that AI is very powerful nowadays.
很快, AI就是人类的牧者。
It will be soon that AI becomes our shepherd.
现在小孩子要透过AI来学东西。
Nowadays, children learn things through AI.
你要怎么样帮助这个世界?
How would you help this world?
走出这个困境。
To get out this trap.
以耶和华为我们的牧者。
We regard God as our shepherd.
耶和华作为我们的牧者跟其他东西作为我们的牧者有什么分别?
What's the difference from God being our shepherd and other things being our shepherd?
今天我们看三点。
Today we will go through 3 points.
神对, 神供应大卫。
God has provided for David.
神保护大卫,
God has protected David.
神给大卫未来的展望,
and God has shown prospects for David.
耶和华是我的牧者,
the Lord is my shepherd.
对大卫来说, 这个其实是很, 很, 投入的, 就是他的人生就是围绕着牧者的概念。
So this is a very similar, familiar theme for David because he is a shepherd.
大卫年轻的时候就带着父亲的羊群出去。
Since David was a kid, he has been leading the sheep, taking care of them for his father.
然后在大卫成为君王的时候，他在牧养神的子民。
And after he became the king of Israel, he shepherded his people.
所以大卫很懂什么是牧养。
So David knows a lot about being a shepherd.
雅各，大家思想创世纪雅各的故事。
So if you go back to the story of Jacob,
雅各回想一生的时候，有点像大卫了。
When Jacob looks back into his whole life, it's like David.
他讲，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
He calls the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day.
救赎我脱离一切患难。
He has delivered me from all harm.
雅各也是牧羊人。
Jacob is a shepherd.
大卫也是一个牧羊人。
And so is David.
所以他们很知道什么是牧羊。
So they know deeply what is pastoring.
神在带领以色列人出埃及进旷野。
When God delivered Israelites out of Egypt to the wilderness,
他提供给 以色列人40年玛拿，供应玛拿给他们。
He has provided 40 years of manna for Israelites.
然后他也供应他们水喝，在旷野里面。
And he provided water for the Israelites.
这里我们看见是物质方面的供应。
So here we see the provision of materials.
到了新约的时候
，In the New Testament time，
耶稣是我们生命的粮。
Jesus is the bread of our life.
提供我们属灵的食物。
He provides us the food, a spiritual food.
所以明年大家开始看《圣经一年通》。
So next year we will start to read the Bibles through the year together.
我们就开始享受生命的粮。
And we will start to enjoy this bread of life.
不但我们有生命的粮。
Not only we have the bread of life,
我们也有活水的江河。
We also have the living water.
讲到供应。
Speaking of provision,
我跟大家分享一个个人的经历。
Let me share you my own experience.
我有一段时间在英国念书。
I used to study in England.
念的是就是神学了，新约神学。
My major is New Testament theology.
那我念书念的闷起来的时候，我就去看我的一个朋友。
When I got bored, I went to visit a friend.
看一个同学了。
A classmate of me.
那我去到的时候，发觉这个同学在跟别的人庆生。
When I was visiting him, he was celebrating birthday with someone else for someone else.
这个是一个姐妹。
So a sister's birthday.
所以我不知道，我就是撞进去的。
I had no idea. I just.
他们没有邀请我。
I was not invited.
那我在就是跟他们一起庆生的时候，我发觉我就很纳闷。
When I was celebrating birthday with them, I was confused.
这个姐妹有些人给她一个礼物。
Okay, someone prepared a gift for this sister.
那另外一些人给她两个礼物。
Someone else had provided two gifts for the sister.
我就很纳闷。
I was very confused.
这个姐妹怎么这么受欢迎？
Why was she so popular?
我想一想。
And I think.
我一生也没有收到这么多礼物。
I've never received so many gifts in my whole life.
她一天。
And in a single day, she received so much more.
过了一段时间。
After a while.
我灵修的时候
，When I was having my alone time，
我又想起这个事情
，And my thoughts go back to this scenario。
我又纳闷
，I was
继续纳闷
，And I was confused。
怎么这个姐妹这么受欢迎
？Why was she so popular？
然后神就跟我说了一句话
，And God told me。
之后我就从来不怀疑神的供应。
And I never doubted God's provision evermore.
神跟我说
God told me,
你出生的第一天、第二天、第三天，每一天我送你的礼物比这个姐妹还多。
Since you were born, the first day, the second day, the third day, up until now, I have provided gifts much more than the gifts she received.
我们的每一口气
Every breath we breathe,
每一餐
Every meal we eat,
我们的衣服
every clothes we wear,
都是神的礼物
God's provision.
可是我们看不见
But we never think about it.
我们怀疑神
Without God,
为什么不给我这个
Why don't you give me this?
为什么不给我那个
Why don't you give me that?
我们从来没有看见神给我们的东西有多么的丰富
We never see how abundantly God has provided for us.
神的子民
God's people,
是福杯满溢的子民。
Our cups overflow.
我们常常看见别人有的东西。
Keep looking at others.
然后觉得啊，我没有啊。
And think, why don't I have this?
如果我们是活在这种的思维里面
，If we are living this way,
我们一定不快乐。
We will never be happy.
因为我们看的都是我们没有的东西。
Because we only look at things we don't own.
我们从来没有看见我们有的东西。
We never look at things that we have already.
你想想。
So you think about it.
在加沙的人。
The people in Gaza.
他有你的衣服吗
？Do they have these clothes?
有你的车吗
？The car you're driving?
有你的 credit card 吗
？Do they have their credit card?
没有。
No.
他们没有水，没有食物。
No food, no water.
但是我们看不见。
We didn't notice.
我们看见的都是比我们有钱的人。
We only stare at those who are richer than us.
金钱是不是我们的牧者？
Is money your shepherd?
还是耶和华是我们的牧者？
Or the Lord God is your shepherd.
好，第二点。
Second point.
耶和华保护大卫。
God has protected David.
我虽然行过死人的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
大卫经历过很多敌人的攻击。
David has been through a lot of attacks from enemies.
年轻的时候，牧羊的时候，狮子跟熊的攻击。
When he was still young, he was a shepherd, and he suffered attacks from lions and other beasts.
长大以后，受到扫罗的追杀。
And after he grew up, he was pursued by Saul.
但是经文说，扫罗天天寻索大卫，神却不将大卫交在他的手里。
But the scripture says, day after day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands.
晚年的时候,
when he was old,
他的儿子在追杀他。
His own son was pursuing him.
难怪,
no wonder,
在诗篇二十三篇,
in Psalm 23,
大卫讲到行过死荫的幽谷。
David says that it's the darkest valley.
在第五节,
in verse 5,
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
这节经文是很吊诡的。
This verse is very paradoxical.
When you, 当你想到敌人的时候
，When you think of your
enemies, 你永远不会想到筵席的。
You will never think of your feast.
你想到的是逃命吗？对不对
？You're thinking about running away.
你是在恐惧害怕的里面。
You're under fear and a lot of fear.
但是大卫讲筵席。
But David said a table.
筵席是什么
？What is a table feast?
筵席是华人最开心的地方，对不对？啊，待会我们有筵席。
So that's what Chinese loves most.Later, we will have a feast together.
筵席是开心，没有戒心，觉得很安全的时候的心情。
So feast, you come with safety, with a sense of godlessness, and you feel secure here.
敌人跟筵席是不能够放在一起的。
You never put a feast and enemies together.
但是大卫在回想神的恩典、神的牧养的时候，这个就是这个图画就在他的脑海里面出现。
But when David was looking back at his life, when he was pursued by enemies, that's the picture he had.
敌人跟筵席是两个极端的事情。
The two extremes, enemies and feast together.
这个是物质世界。
This is the materialistic world.
对基督徒来说
，For Christians,
我们的敌人是什么？
Who are our enemies?
我们的敌人是仇敌魔鬼。
Our enemy is Satan.
在启示录二到三章七教会的的经文里面
，In Revelation chapter 2-3,
七个教会都被撒旦在攻击。
All the churches are under attack from the Satan.
神保守大卫。
God has protected David.
神也在保守你跟我，主恩堂的教会。
And God is still protecting you and me, the people of Lord's Grace Church.
当我们没有领导牧师的时候
，When we still have no leading pastor here,
神，我们主耶稣，我们的大牧人在保护我们。
Jesus Christ is the shepherd protecting us.
第三点
，Point number three.
展望
prospects，
供应跟保护都是现在发生的事情。
Both provision and protection is something that's happening right now.
展望是未来。
Prospect is about future.
今天大家看很多新闻呐。
Nowadays we watch a lot of news.
新闻都在讲什么？2024会怎么样
？All the words are predicting about 2024.
这个是展望。
This is prospect.
2023要过去了。
2023 is passing.
2023发生的事情你不能改变。
Whatever happened in 2023, you cannot change.
你要怎么样预备自己面对2024？
How would you prepare yourself for 2024?
诗篇二十三篇第六节，最后一节。
Psalm 23, verse 6, the last verse.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
大家看诗篇二十三篇。
When you read Psalm 23,
是个完美的人生。
It seems like a perfect life.
现在蒙神供应。
Now you are provided by God.
现在蒙神保守。
And now you are protected by God.
未来，你大卫有确信。神的恩典跟慈爱随着他。
And when you look into the future, he has this assurance that God's goodness and love will follow him.
这个是福杯满溢的人生。
This is the life that means your cup overflows.
大卫是很现实的。
David is a realistic person.
他人生里面是有敌人的。
He does have enemies. He admits that in his life.
可是这些敌人不能够伤害他，因为有神的保护。
But these enemies cannot harm him because he is under God's protection.
我希望大家注意这两个字。
I want to draw your attention to these two words.
随着。
Follow. Sorry, one word.
我悟到了他。这个字其实在旧约很少时候翻译随着。
So this word is rarely translated as follow in the Old Testament.
大部分时间是追赶。
In most cases, it's pursue.
大家记得雅各的故事。
You remember the story of Jacob?
他在拉班的手下牧养羊群二十年。
He worked under Laban, shepherding his sheep for 20 years.
然后他逃跑。
Then he ran away.
然后拉班追赶他。
Laban was pursuing him.
在出埃及记。
In Exodus.
以色列人离开埃及。
After Israelites left Egypt.
埃及，法老王跟军队也在追赶他们。
Pharaoh and his armies chased, pursued after Israelites.
所以随着这个字是比较少的，其实大部分时间讲的都是追赶。
So it's very rare that it's translated into follow. Most of times it's translated into pursue.
大家注意。
So pay attention.
一般来说。
In most cases.
是敌人追赶。
You are pursued by your enemies.
这里没有，没有敌人追赶。
No, not here. No enemies here.
恩惠慈爱追赶。
God's goodness and love pursues you.
在敌人面前是筵席。
In front of the enemies, a feast.
大家可以看见。
So you can see.
大卫回想自己的一生。
When David is looking back in his to his whole life.
扫罗在追赶我。
Saul was pursuing me.
亚沙龙在追赶我。
Absalom was pursuing me.
祈得神的恩典慈和恩惠慈爱。才是真正追赶我的人。
Actually, God's goodness and love is the one.
也因为有神的恩惠慈爱，所以我要筵席摆在敌人的面前。
It is because of God's goodness and love I enjoy this feast in the presence of enemies.
这个是福杯满溢的人生。
This is the life that your cup overflows.
你面对困境的时候
，When you are facing challenges.
我希望你想纪念这段经文。
I want you to remember to think of this first, meditate on it.
纪念大卫的经历。
You reflect on God, David's experience.
抓住诗篇二十三篇。
And you hold, get hold of Psalm 23.
透过大卫的眼角度来看你的面对的困境。
And you face your challenges in the perspective of David.
看起来是危险。
It seems dangerous.
其实在这个危险跟你的之间有神的恩惠慈爱。
Between this danger and you, there is God's goodness and grace.
你不需要惧怕。
You don't need to fear.
你的福杯满溢。
Your cup overflows.
在我们想，我们透过神的供应、神的保护、跟神给我们的展望这三个角度来思想诗篇二十三篇。
When we are meditating on Psalm 23 in the perspectives of God's provision, protection, and prospect.
我们可以往前看。
We can look ahead.
在我们想聘牧的时候
，When we are seeking a new pastor here，
我们可以看这个牧者会不会供应我们属灵的需要。
And we will see whether this pastor will provide our spiritual needs.
我们可以思想这个牧者能不能够保护我们在属灵方面，保护我们不受到撒旦的攻击。
And we need to discern whether this new pastor will protect us from the spiritual battles.
我们也可以想这个牧者能不能够带给我们展望。
And we will reflect whether this pastor will give us prospects.
刚才提到2024年的展望。
So we were mentioning the prospects of 2024.
大家如果记得的话。
If you remember.
我们2024年的教会的主题是什么？
What's the theme of 2024 for our church?
编辑群体身心。
Sorry, I...
编辑 weaving our communal spirit.
Thank you. I didn't know.
这个是展望。
This is prospect.
一般来说，在教会的里面，教会的圈子，展望是意向跟愿景。
Usually in a church setting, prospects is about vision.
在我们思想诗篇二十三篇，我也想问在座的牧者。
Now when we are reflecting on Psalm 23, I want to ask a question for the pastors here.
你怎么样在牧养供应你羊群的属灵需要？
How do you shepherd and provide spiritual needs for your sheep?
你羊群面对撒旦的攻击的时候，你有没有保护他？
When your sheep was under attack from enemies, are you protecting him or her?
他的人生的展望，你有没有从圣经给他盼望？
Have you provided hope from Bible's perspective for him or her?
我要问我们当中基督徒的父母。
And I want to ask a question for the Christian parents.
你怎么样在牧养你的孩子？
How do you shepherd your children?
你除了供养他们食物、物质世界的需要以外，
In addition to providing him or her food and all the materialistic needs,
有没有帮助他供应他属灵方面的灵粮、灵水、灵粮？
Have you provided spiritual bread, water, nutrition for him or her?
你有没有保护你的孩子？
Have you protected your children?
你的孩子在社交媒体受到伤害。
They were under attack in social media.
在学校受到霸凌。
They are bullied in church. In school. 哈哈
哈哈哈哈。Well. 这个讲到有点长了，所以累了。
No, he said this sermon is getting long. This is my mistake. Well, I hope not in church.
我跟大家讲一个我在台湾的经历。
Let me tell you a story when I was in Taiwan.
我有一次在台湾我的神学院的走廊在走的时候。
When I was working in a seminary in Taiwan.
我看见那个报告栏上面贴着一个文章。
I saw an article pinned in the notice.Area in the church.
那个文章是一个台湾的校园基督教机构在校园里面工作同工写的一篇文章。
So that article is written by a coworker in the campus ministry.
他的文章的名字我一生大概都不会忘记。
I'll never forget the title of this article.
与黑道争孩子。与黑道。黑道，fighting
kids
against the gangs.
Against.
与黑道争孩子。 他这个基督教机构是在青少年的小学、中学的时候，在校园里面工作的一个童工。
So this campus ministry, their target audience is like middle school students.
台湾的黑道很厉害。Gangs
in Taiwan is crazy.
你们有可能看见很多电影都是在讲台湾的黑道，香港也是一样的。Maybe
you have watched movies about gangsters in Taiwan or in Hong Kong.
所以黑道会进到校园里面，就是要那些小朋友进他们的帮派里面。
So the gangsters, they penetrate into schools to recruit from these children.
所以是一个基督教的机构的同工要跟这个黑道的黑帮黑派的人是在争孩子的心。
So this co-worker needs to fight for these children, protecting them from the gangsters.
基督徒父母,
Christian parents.
我要跟大家讲一个更糟糕的事情。
I want to mention something even worse.
你要跟撒旦争孩子。
You fight for your children against Satan.
撒旦会透过网络,
through network, Satan attacks.
学校,
in school, Satan attacks.
同学,
even classmates.
大家，我相信大家都知道了，美国的学校是最不安全的地方。
I think you will agree that U.S. schools is the most dangerous.
现在那个 Prague, 欧洲发生的不就是美国每天都发生的事情吗？
So
枪杀事件。
Park, is like a city.
枪杀这个校园。
Okay, so there was a
Prague, 那个。 Poland,
okay.
那个城市了,
okay, it's just a city in Europe. There was a gunshot in a campus.
美国的学校是最不安全的,
US school is
毒品,
the least
枪械,
safe.
就是在整个美国的, 这个是很糟糕的事情。
Drugs are very accessible in US.
基督徒父母要跟撒旦争孩子。
So Christian parents, we fight against Satan for our children.
你要帮助你的孩子, 抗拒世界的世界观、价值观、人生观。
You help your children to resist the values, the life, the perspective of life, in this world.
你要调整他们的世界观、价值观、人生观，以及他们有圣经的世界观、价值观跟人生观。
You need to adjust their perspectives of viewing this world with the biblical perspectives.
当他们有这个圣经的世界观、价值观、人生观的时候，
when they view this world, this life in biblical perspective,
他们就不太会受世界的影响。
They are least influenced by this world.
不太会受社交媒体的影响。
Least influenced by social media.
他们就得到耶和华的保护。
And they are under the protection of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢天父给我们这段时间。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time.
思想诗篇23篇,
and we may meditate on Psalm 23.
我们看见大卫的人生,
and we witness David's life.
当他回想他人生的时候,
when he looked back on his life,
他经历你的供应,
he has surely experienced your provision,
经历你的保护,
your protection,
领受你给他
美好的展望, and received your prospects for him.
感谢天父,
thank you, Heavenly Father.
你的恩惠慈爱追赶着我们,
your goodness and love pursued us.
帮助我们看见我们的福被满溢,
would you help us to see that our cups overflow?
帮助我们抗拒这个世界的诱惑,
would you help us to resist the temptations from this world?
因为只是诱惑看起来很好,
because all these temptations, they look nice.
但是实质他们是伤害我们的。
But they are actually harming us.
帮助我们在我们的工作、学校。
Help us to discern in our work, in school,
家庭,
in families.
看见你所给我们所有的。
To witness what you have given us.
知道你没有给我们的。
And to know that whatever you don't provide for us,
我们不需要,
we don't need them.
因为你是一个供应我们的神,
because you are the God who provides.
保护我们脱离撒旦的网络,
you have protected us from Satan.
特别是, 在我们没有领导牧师的时候,
especially when we are still looking for a leading pastor here.
帮助我们的牧者喂养, 全堂的羊群,
would you help our pastors to feed our, the sheep in Las Grace Church?
帮助我们的牧者对撒旦的攻击敏感,
would you help us help our pastors to be sensitive to all the attacks from Satan?
帮助我们能够开始编辑我们的群体心,
would you help us to make us hold together?
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.